are live once again with a lovely Mini Life episode. I am your host, Mini Mike.
And I am the freshly shaven Scrapyard. How's it going, everyone?
I feel like we need to like rehearse that a little bit. There's we're trying new things here. You know, we're trying to be a little more professional in our intros, I think. But
professional is a loose term.
That's true. A little tighter.
That'll work.
We got our new friend here, KD baby, and I'm
what
jealous
up,
he's sitting inside of his mini. KD, when I first started the podcast, I was like, man, should I try to make a studio out of my mini, like, and just like a portable I thought that would be cool, but it's not as cool as yours. So
now it's quite cramped with this one. It's probably not the micalized thing. My phone is kind of dodgily, but I don't know if I'm a bit wonky. There you go, a bit straightened up there, because the dash kind of rolls off a little bit. But yeah, I wouldn't advise it.
You know, well, I mean, yours looks cooler because it's got the cage. Mine, like, you can just see back into the garage out the rear windscreen. See, I'm trying to like say British terminology and say like back window, out of the back window, and you just see like the damn freaking pop-up tent that I got stored back there, you know.
Everyone's got their steering wheels like kind of hanging up on the wall, so I think I've got to kind of put mine up there, just like,
those little hooks.
I've got all the mounty steering wheels all hanging up behind me. KD, you're missing out, man.
I need a 3D printer. That's what it is.
KD, is that a mounty steering wheel?
So what this steering wheel is a blink stop, but so it's all wireless buttons. The steering wheel was actually robbed from my friend as a template that he just seemed to haven't had back yet. I keep promising myself I was going to buy a steering wheel, but, you know, other goodies always pop up. It's always more carbon up there.
Well, you know, there is a discount code for steering wheels at mountainyclassic.co.uk, KD. If you use the code MINILIFE10, there you go.
Check it out. I don't know if they have steering wheels with wireless buttons on them, but
I'm sure you can make it fit.
It all detaches. It's fine.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. We're saving the world one steering wheel at a time. I love it.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Do you know what I love so much? There is like an unwritten competition between all of our guests at the moment because everyone's upping the bar on their backgrounds, and KD, I think you're smashing it right now sitting in your car. I know you said it's cramped, but man, that you're killing it.
I've got to make it up for you. Guys are having like races on there, like historic motorsports on there. You know, I'm just a guy who really went a bit mad on his mini. That's as simple as that.
Understatement.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this. Your Instagram, what's your Instagram? KD underscore.
That's it. Anscombe, my last name, A-N-S-C-O-M-B. I'm not the biggest on Instagram. I have promised myself to be a bit more active on there. I think the photos of this was like in mid build and to the end of the build. There's a few plans for this one later on that I will get into, where it's going to be, and hopefully my partner's a very good photographer, and we're going to get some nice shots of it, luckily. And,
I love it. Everyone go follow him. At least you'll be able to kind of see what we're talking about while you're listening or watching here. Also, check out minilife.37 for updates, etc., etc.
So, my earliest memories are being passenger seat in my father's Ford Maverick with a trailer on the back following his autograss car, which is a grass track. So it's like rally cross, but very much homegrown. We've got an autograss track around the corner. It's an oval, dirt oval. And with that, especially in the 90s, it was either 90s minis or it was Novas. And people used to put ridiculous things in these things and just send it. And to this day now, if you find your local autograss track, you'll find minis similar to mine, a little bit more lighter weight, sometimes with twin engines in, and then 9 times out of 10, they've got 2 wheels off on the front lines and definitely 3 wheels planted in the corners and 1 wheel pointing somewhere north. They're the most craziest car builds ever, are autocross cars.
Hell yeah, because we had Ollie Soul on not that long ago who does a lot of that, and Liam Duran quite recently just released that mini pickup that he's got with the twin motorbike engines. It's honestly, the sport is crazy. For a homegrown sport, it's insane.
So I remember it. So my father actually was a champion in the sport a couple of years running in the 90s, and as well as he was a champion of champion. It was literally, at this point in the time, you could buy a car, sell all the mini bits inside it, or put your racing engine there, go racing dirt cheap, and he did it extremely well. And my earliest memories are just hearing a straight cut gearbox just bouncing around this corner, just whining, me as a 5-6 year old screaming, "Go on, Dad," that kind of thing. and it captivated me, and that was it. Mini was my life. I went to school, my mum was driving a classic Mini. At one point, I'll never forget it. There's two things I'll never forget when my mum's driving with them, classic Mini. Once was a head-on with a huge lorry. Oh. We were fine.
Oh, jeez.
What hurt more was my mum's arm coming across me, because it was like it was a late 70s, so the seatbelts were non-existent.
So it was,
that was the airbag.
Cool. We just been hit. We've just been hit by the one American truck in our little area and just been picked up and plonked into this ditch. And then what hurt more was my mother's arm just coming across and just belting me one, just to make sure I hadn't moved. And then another one was my father once decided, I'm going to, you know, hang up the racing gloves. He bought his own garage at this point and he was building on that. And it was a real shame, but he sold the race car. Something I'll never forgive him for. And he was like, well, I've got this spare race engine, so we've got one Mini here. We may as well put it in that. So on my way to school one day, this little, I must have been about 12, bouncing around in my mum's car, the throttle cable snapped. And there was a long straight where the throttle cable snapped, and my mum just literally bombed past all these people and just went, oh, shit. All you could hear was the webbing stuck in through, you name it. It was singing, it was dancing. But the problem is, there was no way of killing this thing. so somehow, whatever, we choked the engine out. We managed to pull it up aside. I'm just buzzing. My mum's thinking, I've literally just killed us twice now. and again, it still couldn't put me off having one myself and going a little bit nuts. So what I kind of did was, when I was watching all these autocross cars, a bit like Liam and all this, like, you started seeing engines in the back of them. You started seeing heavy V8s, you started seeing Honda Blackbirds back then, it was, and Fireblade engines. And then they brought the Hayabusa out.
Game changer.
Hayabusa's a pretty cool name. You know, a lot of people know, you know, the word Hayabusa means Blackbird killer. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, so that's what the only thing I had to do was put one of them in here. Couldn't be normal, didn't do it in the front, had to do it in the back. and the problem started from there, really. So for years, I'm gonna ramble. I'm sorry, I'm gonna ramble. Just pile in if I'm jumping ahead.
Go, baby, go. Love it.
You know, being around my father growing up, you know, with the garage, car culture, it was a huge thing. You know, when I was 15, 16, I was paying to be in a seat of a Peugeot just to go to my local car meets, that kind of thing, which is, it was brilliant at the same time as I don't know why I spent so much time in a cold car park, as a lot of us did. And I said to everyone, you know, oh, you know, one day this is my Mini, you know, one day I'm gonna make it mid-engined. And it was, no, you're not. Come on, sit down. You know, dreamer.
Yeah, you'll never do it.
You'll never do it. And anyways, passed my license, got my Mini on the road, having a great time. At this point, I had a 1300 in the front. I was bouncing around everywhere. I just loved life. Absolutely loved life. And then it came to a point, maybe when I was about 19, close to 20, that I had an opportunity that I spoke to a company called Zed Cars. Zed Cards, a lot of people know who Zed Cards are. They're a company that love putting every engine that shouldn't be in a Mini in one. And I got to speak to them a little bit more.
For Americans, that's Z Cars.
Z Cards, sorry, yeah, Z Cards. So, Zed Cards have changed hands, okay? So my story with Zed Cards, we had a bit of a bumpy track. So they have changed hands. The guys who own it now, completely different to the guys I dealt with. Anyways, started to chat to these guys, and I'm quite easy to sell to. Next thing you know, I'm going up to Yorkshire, and I've bought myself a Zed Car kit. And
good
I thought,
man.
I could do this. Yeah, I could do this. I've watched my dad build these. These are fine.
So,
how hard can it be?
So this Zed Car kit is like basically to convert it into a Hayabusa. What did they actually sell? Was it all like all engine
what
swaps
they told
or what?
Me was the roll cage. So they sold me the roll cage. I bought a big brake kit from them, and they actually supplied me with a Hayabusa engine from like a credited person.
Okay.
That's cool.
And you know. Unfortunately, when I got it back, I unpacked everything. As you do excitement, I had my friends over, and I think if I remember correctly, the front subframe I was building in my lounge at like 2:30 in the morning, and
that's
was just like, I really, it's dedication after doing a long drive up to Yorkshire. I mean, I'm so far south that I can see France on a clear night. we're all that stuff. So I live in a little town called Rye. So if anyone knows around the southeast, I'm in Rye.
Is that near Worcestershire?
And yeah.
No.
Nowhere near. Nowhere near.
I thought I'd ask.
That's been a while since I heard you say that.
The only way I can describe where Rye is, it's like, have you ever heard of Dover or Brighton or Battle of Hastings? You know, the tendency is about Hastings. That's where,
The town's name is Battle of Hastings. That's the town name.
Well, it's Hastings. Apparently, they invented TV there or something like that.
I'm
not too sure.
Huh.
I never knew that.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, it's a sign saying, you know, television. So I don't know. I'm normally going a bit too quick for reading it, but. but yeah. So, anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, so in all this excitement, I had a few friends, we're all over, we're still in the car culture, and it was a place called Santapot, which is the UK drag strip. And I was like,
yeah, based up in Northampton.
That's the one. I was like, boys, in 3 months, we're going to cut this car up. We're going to get this cage in. We're going to get it done. It didn't.
3 months.
3 months, yeah.
So, in straight away, you know, as I'm
in
bear
in mind,
that
was a respectable time frame. Like, that's not that. Like, you know, if you were.
You don't
want to
have
a full time job.
This was probably about 10 years ago.
Wow.
That's a long 3 months.
Oh, you know. You know what projects where they're like, oh, when's the project car going? Well, we'll talk about that sometime this year, you know.
Sean knows about that.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, I had no experience at all. I've just watched my dad and gone, yeah, I can do that. No, not at all.
Rookie move, man.
Rookie move. But somehow, praise God, I've had this Mini since I was 12 years old. This Mini means more to me than a lot of things. So this is how much this Mini means to me. Okay, so me and my partner, we're getting married. We was looking at wedding venues. And she turned around to the guys. And we're at really quite a nice place. You know, somewhere we definitely couldn't afford. But we may as well go for it, see if we could get some champagne. And she was like, we need to put a car, like, and it was an outside kind of thing. We need to put a car at the front of the aisle. I was like,
What
is she on about? She was like, well, the Mini's got to be here. I was like, oh,
perfect.
Love it.
Where was I? I completely lost my train of thought now. I keep seeing spider webs in here thinking I really need to clean them.
We were about, you thought it was going to be 3 months.
Ten years later. So,
I got it cut up. I you know, there's a picture on my Facebook fucking years ago where I've got like my brother and a couple of my friends, one up, tilted, roll cage like that, and we're scissoring it all in. All Bob's your uncle, all you're done. And, you know, we actually got it to Santapod. It didn't run, but we got it up there anyway. So it was a little bit of a why not.
At least you got it there. That's a small victory that you can take.
We got it there. It was on all four wheels. It kind of steered. We put it on the trailer. It broke a bit more. And when we offloaded it, we smashed some more. It was so amateurly done possible. Anyway, so got it back and I got the car to a point where I was like, okay, I need a bit of help here. And luckily my father then had a space on a ramp, which I told him, it's only going to be a year, Pop. Let me, you know, with your guidance, you know, you could just help me. Here we go. And you know, he then did put it onto the ramp, and I think about 6 months went past before he went, I don't think you're going to get this done, son. Let's put it in the corner.
Oh, no, the dreaded tucked away in a corner. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one. So it got put there. Life got busy. As he does, you know, at this point I was trying to get a career going, working in hospitality. Hospitality, as anyone knows, you've got no life. You're there for everyone else's life. Great time, but, you know, you're there for everyone else. And my Mini kind of got put on the backspill. And then I got, a couple of years later down the line, my son was born. And I moved work closer so I could be around him and you know, be dad. And then these things started propping in my head again. Like, it'd be really cool if he had a father and son moment, like I did with my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, real. What if he gets the bug? So then I started. I rang up Zed Cars, and I was like, "Hey, have you guys got anyone around? I know you've moved really close to me. They actually moved another 10 miles away from me. So from 200 odd miles down to 10 miles.
Wow,
quite ideal. Yeah." Unfortunately, the guys had bought the name out and it was a completely different company. The company I bought the kit off was has folded for their own reasons, whatever reasons. And so I was a bit like, oh, crap. And to granted to them, they came out. They did come out and they looked at my car and they just went, well, you've got half a kit delivered. Your car is a fucking mess. they said to me, they literally said to me, the best thing you can do is sell it because I don't know what you'll get for it.
Wow.
And I was a bit, I was really heartbroken about this. And I was like, fuck, you know, I got this car when I was 12 years old. It came in as an MOT failure. And
started off on the right foot.
You know, it started off on the right foot. But I saw this car and I fell in love with it. And I, you know, my dad was going to, I can't remember if he was going to give it to my uncle to go racing with or he was going to use it himself at this point, you know. And whatever I'd done to convince that poor bugger into letting me keep this car and pay for it, which only cost 200 quid, which right now, could you imagine buying a Mini for 200 quid? This is how many years ago this was.
Unheard of. You'd be laughing, wouldn't you? Arm and a leg gone with it as well.
Yeah, this car has never had any welding. I mean, granted, I've cut the whole fucking thing apart, but it's never been welded.
Too well too.
Yeah, there's a, behind this plexiglass there is not much. So, you know, it came, it had a rally pod on the front, the seats were all different, and you name it, as atrocious as possible. And I loved it. I really did. And yeah, so the crazy build kind of started from there. Actually, backpedaling, thinking about it now. Sorry, if anyone tries to follow this, I'm really sorry. I will go back and forth. I remember, this is how bad it was. I was about 13, 14. Fast and Furious came out. Now, I'm a kid. I've just seen, I was younger probably, I've just seen this film come out and it was neons everywhere. Everyone, these cars are amazing. I've got a fucking car.
Oh no.
Hey, we were all there. Everyone in our age group, we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, some of us are still stuck there, man.
I went to AutoZone and got myself some underglow, baby.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, luckily the only lights I'm allowed to put in is this. And this is more so I could work on it. It's where the other form of this car has come from, with the fact of how wide it is, how different it looks. Everyone who sees this will be like, "Whoa, she ain't pretty, and she ain't a Mini."
It's unique for sure.
It's unique for sure. So my biggest gripe with, I mean, I'm not the purist by any means, as you can tell, but my biggest gripe is kind of, you find any Mini that hasn't been customized one way or another. This is what I love about Minis, okay? It was whether or not you put the little different seats in, or, you know, that you changed the handles and the interior or the door card. Mm-hmm. Every Mini you played with and you made it your own. Mm-hmm. And you really, you know, it was an extension of who you was.
Yeah, that's a
unfortunately,
good point.
At this point, yeah. Well, unfortunately, at this point, I was a 14-year-old who just watched Fast and Furious and really wanted to be in it.
With a Mini. Yeah.
So, my in a Mini, because, you know, best of British and all that. So, poor bugger of a car I've had here. Even before I chopped it up, I put this stupid wide body on it. Because in my head, I knew I was going to make it mid-engined. I was going to do what I was going to do. And cause it to be the most Mad Max driven through Halford backwards little wannabe racing car.
So the wide body that you have on it right now, that's what you started when you were 13, 14, 15?
I started before the end, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It was one of those things that it was, you know, I went through 1 year going, oh, I really didn't like the back end of that. And then I changed it a little bit more, cut it up, made my own bits. Oh, I like that now. Not sure about the front end at the moment. And every time I look at it, I'm like, there's still something I'm not sure about, but I'll just change it. I just, you know, get the old Dremel out, five glass out, why not? And people right now are switching off and hating me. I know that. Bear with. We've had classic Minis throughout. I've got ones that haven't been molested. So we currently, what I'm sitting in at the moment, it's currently 6 inches wider on each side than a standard Mini.
Wow.
We're running a Hayabusa engine in the back, if you haven't got that already. It's force-fed from the rear windows, each side. We've got a pushrod suspension on the front. We're full space-framed, carbon fiber dash, carbon fiber doors, carbon fiber rear spoiler from Rogue Sevens. Shout out to him. Amazing guy. Honestly, there's not much. The floor pan's still Mini. I want to get carbon fiber roof.
I was looking at the picture on your Instagram. You have like a shot of the underside and everything looks like tubes. And then there's the Mini floor pan. Yeah. But it looks like, what is that? The lines running to the front. Is that a front mount intercooler with the hoses to the back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we've got a rad right up the front, with two pipes going straight down the middle, straight feeding into the bike engine. We've got up there as well, we've got a massive water pump just for water circulations, a Craig Davis pump. We've got, if I could climb out the front right now and show you, I'd love to. But just like the car's a little bit of a mess. My garage door broke the other week and I can't get this out to clean it.
Oh,
but
no.
What is in front of me is the pressure washer and things like that. So it would be a bit of a number. We're not in a glamorous garage, that's for sure. It's definitely a family garage. Basically, going through all the whole kind of, you know, boy racer, be it that kind of thing, then getting to, doing my Hayabusa part build, I'd call it, then going to Zed Cars and then pretty much laughing at me for how bad it looked. The one guy who they put me through in Spain, he was like, look, I'll buy that Mini off you, but that kit is fucking horrible. So I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. It just fueled me more. You know, as much as anything, I'm freaking stubborn. So then I started really investigating. Right, what can I do? What can I do to really piss people off?
Good man, I like this.
So I then decided, right, I need help with this. Hands up, I'm not the one for it. My dad, bless his heart, he will help me to an extent, but it was my project. He wanted to leave me to it. He wanted me to learn from my mistakes, which is good on him. And I came across this guy called Ian from Diverse Rides. And when he showed up, he looked at the car. I thought he was going to have another Z car scenario. He looked at it and he went, okay, it's different. Like, well, you've got Diverse written on your van. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it sounds like a perfect match.
Right? And I mean, I have to say, like, look up his Instagram. Like, the builds he does is insane. Luckily, I got introduced to him when he did his early business. And if he was to pick this car up now, no chance would he. His work is so good. And anyways, he saw my passion, my love for it. And I didn't want my car to die in a corner like a lot of others, project cars coming from the Max Power area and things like that. So he then was like, right, so what have you done? I was like, well, I got, you know, told to take all the wiring loom out. So I did that. Right?
Oh, jeez.
You can see where we're going. He's like, what did you do? Yeah. And he's like, what did you do? Like, well, the engine's in there. Like, it's all bolted in. The suspension's there. He looked at the suspension. He was like, well, that's backwards.
Oh, Katie.
Okay. So we then it was kind of like we finally got it out of the corner. I got it to agree to be out of the corner of my dad's garage. We got it on the ramp. And bless Ian, he has now worked on this. I don't think I feed him up in sausage. He's the slimmest guy ever. I feed him up on like huge baguettes just to say thank you, please help. And he is a wiring wizard who now has been able to, you know, he's the reason why I have like wireless steering wheels that do all my settings that I ever would want. He kind of knew where I was going and what I wanted to do. And he was just like, yeah, hell, like, this is what I'd advise to buy. You want to do it, you're doing it. But at the end of it, I want to drive the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So after a few years, of like a hyenas kind of thing, you know, being told, it's not going to be done, you know, that kind of thing. You don't know shit, that, as you do, as you hear from all these kind of people. It was nice to find someone who's a professional who looked at it and just went, well, this is, yeah, this is pretty cool. And after weeks and months, even, I think he was working on this for 2 years. There's still one or two bits because this car has given up a fight, you know, it's one step forward, three steps back. Mm-hmm. I had a fire in the back when we first got started. I was getting a bit crazy in the can and getting excited because the car was spluttering and stuttering and holy shit, this thing's coming to life after like 8-9 years at this point. It's actually happening. And then no, the car just went on fire.
Oh no.
So put that out. And we went again and yeah, he's the reason why my wedding even got put back, just because of funding this kind of thing.
Nice.
And
priorities. Yeah,
that's what I say. Okay, my fiance Alice, she's phenomenal.
She's a saint.
She is.
She's a saint, and somehow she believes in this thing as well.
That's a good podcast spinoff. We should get the spouses of everybody on here to see what they think.
She's got the darkest sense of humor ever, and she'd just be like, I fucking hate it.
But deep down inside, she loves it.
Yeah.
Well, they all do. We've got Brands Hatch as our local track. She sent me a little tickets, and we do the mini festival. I don't know if you've heard the mini festival of Brands Hatch. We've done it every year. Every year I wanted to compete, and then, you know, haven't quite made it again, Santa Pod. you know, we've got the tickets to actually have the car in there this year.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations.
We haven't been able to get up to compete standards yet, but we're there. There's no backing out this time.
Nice.
And the car now runs, you know, everything works to an extent. I've got a slight problem with the batteries just draining massively on the regulator. It had a little fire again on our last test run. It sounds really bad. Ian is amazing. It's just I'm cheap.
Mike, looking at you.
I get you. I get you. But, you know, I'm a cheapskate, dude. I like to find deals, dude. I like to find good deals. It's not that I'm cheap. It's just that I can't pull the trigger on full retail. I know it's cheaper out there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we'd all prefer to buy a bargain if we can help
it. There's definitely something that you just have to nut up and buy, you know. I think we've talked about, like, my bearing situation. Granted, I didn't realize that they were cheap, shitty ones. But, you know, there's certain times you got to nut up. But on that flip side, you know that you could find a discount code somewhere. You know what I mean? Anyways.
Like on that steering wheel.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Thanks for the plug. KD Mountainy Classic.co.uk.
Mini Life 10.
So, like we were saying, no, we all love a good deal. And Ian's probably the first person I've listened to, and he's like, right, you need this. Oh, you know, how much is it going to be? Well, this is about 800 quid, that kind of thing. And there's me going, oh, but he's listed about five other things that are about 800 quid, yeah. You know, £1,000.
I suppose, KD, at that point, you can start sort of thinking, without Alice really knowing, you could be like, well, we could skimp out on the invitations, we could skimp out on the table decorations, what else could we, hold back on?
We'll print our own invitations, like,
yeah.
It's like a Word document, like, please join us.
Part of living my dream was, of course, obtaining my race license, which I managed to do last year.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, massive emotional thing for me. I'm really, really proud of myself for doing it. And then we was in Brands Hatch at the local, they got a shop there with all your race bits and bobs. And she was like, oh, your shoes are there. I'm like, yeah. Oh, they're up there. I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, your crash helmet's there, isn't it? I was like, oh, shit. She's like 400. I was like, actually, babe, it's that one.
Oh, no.
It took a few minutes.
Start tallying it up.
Yeah. I'm just going to go for a walk, dear. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, look at that. But no, she's been 100% behind me. Even when it was like, okay, it's time to get the car home. She actually bought my tyres for the trailer.
Wow.
Yeah, right? It can't go wrong. Worst of all, we've actually got another race car that we're building. And we're not cheaping out on this one. We've learned from this one. And we're going in on this other one. But it's not
really. Yeah, go hard.
Yeah. I've completely lost. So, Ian, diverse rides. We then came into lockdown, wasn't it? Lockdown. So I've then had this hospitality where I'm still doing every hour possible. And then I suddenly had free time where I couldn't work. And I went off actually to work as a roofer just to keep me busy. But when it was not good weather, I had time. So I was able to, like, build my car. I was actually able to work on my car. And, well, with very strict guidance of Ian, like, Ian, I've done this. He's like, you fucking ain't. So, you know, I was able to then to build my carbon dash and get that in the works and, you know, chop and change it all and do all these little bits and bobs. Even simple things, removing my wiper motor. Installing a washer bottle, you know, silly little bits that you just don't think of when you build a car. Mm-hmm. And then when you start putting tubes everywhere and things like that, you just, you know, you just move them out of the way. Oh, I'll deal with that later. It's now time to deal with it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like what Mike and I keep saying, you know, it's all about the little progress ends up becoming the big progress, and you don't realize it because you're working on that constantly and constantly. It's only when you take a step back and think, actually, yeah, I've made quite a fair bit of progress in such a short amount of time just by doing those small little jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so with the other car, my other car is just down the road. But I'm coming back late at night, and you know, a good friend of mine who also has minis and things like that, and he was like, if you just do one bolt up a day, like that 5 minute bolt, it goes, you've done something. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's annoying that you stopped 5 minutes, but just do that bolt.
Yep.
And so I kind of took that in my head, and every time I've got at 5 minutes, I go off to, we've got an MX-5 that we're trying to get into BRSCC, which is British Racing Society thing. I'm just doing one little thing. I did a clip the other day, and I said, oh, I felt good to do that. Jim,
that's what it's about.
It is. Slowly have got there and built this and what we're building currently as well. Again, still by no means, I am no mechanic. Like, you know, you guys got here with mechanics and I've got an adjustable spanner. I picked up a socket set from a boot fair. We love a bargain.
That's it. Wow. That's it. You got to get your tools somewhere, haven't you?
That's it.
I bought a lot of tools off of like Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that, especially when I was first starting the Mini and it was, budget was tight. I was wanting to buy parts as well, but I needed tools to put the parts on, you know? A ton of stuff off of Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and stuff like that. It's good stuff on there.
Yeah. I mean, I got done over with a welder not once, but twice in the last 3 weeks. So, so Facebook Market, I'm a bit kind of like, I don't know. really worked, champ. Thanks, whoever sold that to me.
throwing shade on the pod.
I love that.
But yeah, no, so the goals for this, I don't know if I've jumped ahead too much, like slow me down.
Let's kind of jump into like what's the state of it now, and like you said, what are the goals for it? When's the last time you drove it? Where are you at right now, and where are you trying to go? Right, you want to obviously race it, but are we trying to track race it? What's the goals? Yeah.
So we are trying to build it to an FIA standards. Finding a category with this is quite hard. World's Fastest Mini is the only one, really. Mm-hmm. But those boys have got a budget, and those boys going hard. And they're great guys. Like, I've gone up there, I met Skidmore. He's the one who told me about Rogue Segment spoilers. The guy I did the motorsport school, who I did my ARDS license with, he races in minis, and he does. He's won it multiple times. So you know, it'd be nice to be out on there. I won't be competitive, but that's the long run goal. In the meantime, this has driven, shall we say, in Mexico. I think it's the phrase. So the first drive. Oh fucking me! The first drive. Right. So the first drive. I've pulled out and I've gone, I'm not really going anywhere. And I'm a bit sideways. It's just wheel spinning.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then I started banging through the sequential. Like, and I've got a video of me just going, oh, fuck. Got to the bottom. And I heard a little chonk chonk. And I thought, oh, that's, I wonder what that was. But now I think about that. Got to the bottom, and where the bottom of this road was, it opens up to a massive car park where a huge nature reserve goes right out to sea and all this lot. And literally, all these cars just stopped whilst this thing came out of nowhere and was like, whatever that thing is, can just do its bit. So I thought I gently went to turn the steering wheel and touch the throttle. And I just literally, it was the coolest, most untalented thing I've ever done. Like, it was not on purpose whatsoever. But I just beautifully drifted this half donut out and then back onto the road straight up. And it just squiggled up the road. And I'm just kind of like adrenaline overload. Just like, oh my, yes.
Wow.
Just, yes, I pulled that off. I come around and Ian's there, like filming for me, coming back into the garage, that kind of thing. And I was like, right, well, if he's filming, I kind of want to fly by. But bang down the gears again. And it's on a sequential as well. So you've got a real nice bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Went flying past him and then went to turn around in this, gateway. And I forgot, typical me, I, haven't connected the reverse gear up. Motorbike engine.
That's what I was literally going to ask. Like, does it have a reverse? Do Hayabusa engines have reverses, or is it what transmission?
Not on standard. So, what I've got is basically a starter motor that fires out and will spin me backwards. Of course, you need to be out of gear, but things like that.
Interesting.
And I can't remember. I think it's like a four. I can't remember what starter motor is, but it's very basic kind of thing. And then on my steering wheel, well, this button here will ping me backwards. Which is quite nice.
It's handy.
Well, if you're strapped in, you don't really want to be levering and trying to grab a thing.
That's it. So just with the sequential, I assume you still have a clutch to get it into first, and then as you're rowing through the gears, you don't need to use the clutch. It's literally just bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, so it's an AP racing clutch. So it's literally like a button. So the third gear... It's why I didn't realise I was wheel spinning, because it is so much of a button. You normally would feel something. I moved like maybe a mil or two, and then that's it. And then straight away, I put the linkage on the wrong way the first time. So I was like, this is not... Why is this not? And then I went to go down a gear and suddenly found second. And I was like, here we go.
That's awesome.
So I did sort that one out. So, so sequential, bang up the gears, bang down the gears. It's great fun. It's my kind of wannabe rally driver. And just being able to
What kind of
pull
power
it
do those things make?
So standard, I think they're around about 195, so not much. And then you got to think that power is in a bike, which this weighs maybe... I'd like to think it's close to under the 600 kilo mark. It's light. I mean, there's cars out there that are somehow hitting 450. I know they've got carbon brakes and they've done a lot more.
Wow.
I mean, all my arches are all cut out on the front. I'm as light as I physically can to be. And then I put a bloody body kit on it. But it's very light. I'm not sure the power yet. We need to put it on a dyno run. The thing is, we just need to get her as reliable as possible.
Sure.
Is where we're working towards at the moment. Then increase power. So yeah, we want to do a big bore. I looked at turboing. Looks great. It's 10 grand. So big CC is someone I'd love to, have. But, it's a lot of money. And I was talking to a few of the world's fastest boys. I think it was Skidmore who was saying, you just don't bother. Just don't bloody bother.
Yeah.
And to be fair to him, when I was watching him, he was on the backside of all of them. And of course, he's got a booster in the front. Really nice chap. Really nice chap as well. So at the moment, we're looking just a nice big bore kit. We just try and get it all working. Because when I run around there in that industrial state, I realized I didn't attach my reverse. The regulator then decided to melt itself.
Oh, no.
And I just had plumes of smoke everywhere. I'm strapped. I don't know if you can see this from a podcast. I like to call myself husky. I'm not athletic, okay? I'm in a tight-ass mini. And I don't know, if I scroll down, my car is pink, but I've got this cross-section here.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
It's quite a tight box to get out of. So I'm filled with smoke. That didn't really worry me. My temperature's okay. And bear in mind, it's hot in here anyways, because my exhaust is just between, it's just here. It's heat wrapped and things like that. But it's hot anyways. And it wasn't until I looked over my shoulder and I thought, his wires weren't brown.
No.
So I flung the seatbelts off, pushed my mini back, which lucky again, light, flung myself back in, and then I just absolutely hooned it towards the garage, flung it in the garage, switched it all off, and I was like, Ian,
help.
That's awesome.
It's weird when people do kind of even their own little builds. I remember the first time putting my RC40 exhaust on this, that first kind of drive where it's just like, oh, I've done this, like, oh, this sounds great. The drive I had when I first done this, even though it was absolute chaos, and those two bumps I heard earlier when I came back, I realised the two wooden chocks I had the blocks underneath the car, well, the ramp,
Oh, jeez.
They were lost down the harbour straight somewhere. I lost a headlight ring as well. I've got to put a screw in that.
I was driving out of the garage the other day, and I was just turning the corner to kind of go on the little main street, and I heard a giant, like, pop. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, what? Like, what blew? I immediately, like, turned fastest, car off, clutching. And I got out, was like, oh, shit. And I forgot to latch the boot lid, and it fell and just made like a loud pop. Oh, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh, but then I was like, oh, all right, we're good, man. Let's go.
A sidetrack thing here, right? Okay, so I've got a little brother who's also had minis. He's got two minis. He's still got one mini now, kind of thing. And he's seen this progression came on. When I took my 1380 out, he stole my engine from me without me knowing. And it wasn't until he turned up one day and I was like, I recognise that sound. He's like, yeah, I've got your engine in there, mate. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. So we both had a similar upbringing. Minis are our love and life and passion. Anyways, unfortunately to him, he had a horrible motorbike accident where he's been left brain damaged.
Oh, man.
Sorry to hear.
It's one of those things, you know, luckily he's got a very good dark sense of humour, and as much of his frustrations, he's still able. He can do a lot more things than he could done, and he's had an amazing fight.
Good.
Anyway, he spent a year in a coma and a couple of years in rehab. Mm. And when he got out, as I say got out, it sounds like he did a time, didn't
it? Yeah.
When we got him out of there, he came up to the garage, and I was like, hey, bro, it starts. And he was like, does it? And I was like, yeah, do you want to hear it? And he's like, yeah, go for it. Me, not thinking, you know, this guy barely can use half his body. You know, he's not as sharp as he was, that kind of thing. Anyone who's worked with frontal brain damage and all this lot, you know, everyone knows what it's like. I was like, yeah, stand at the back of the car. I'm going to turn her on. And you know where the throttle cable is, like on the throttle body, just give her a little rev. Well, he didn't need to give it a little rev. The fucking car lit up. He jumped the mum in the air. A huge flame came out, and then he took his one leg that is good on. And I've got this amazing video of just his face of like...
But I bet he loved every minute of that as well, didn't he?
That's so funny.
It's one of these amazing things. And, you know, going back to, like, you know, when you first put your RC40 on, having this pride and love what you've just done, you know, I don't care it looks how it looks. You know, it is Mad Max versus Max Power. I love every bit of it because there's no matter what I've done to this, I've done it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not to anyone's taste. And a lot of people worry when they build cars, I think, well, what do other people think? What about those things? Don't give a shit. If you enjoy it, fucking hold it with pride and just love it.
It's the same ethos that I've got for my Outlaw. If you don't like it, who cares?
Yeah,
it's for me, you know?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, get built up and about, you know, see how this works out and how it works out. No, just if you like it, have it. Simple.
Yeah.
You know, there's, I mean, Ian has to hold me off in a lot of it because I was like, well, Ian, I want my starter switch on the roof. I want to do it like a fighter jet. He's like, no, fuck off. You haven't done that.
Start calling you Top Gun, KD.
Maverick.
Yeah, well,
that's it. Yeah.
Iceman.
So he was really good at calming me and bringing me down to earth and also somehow making my thing come to life. Yeah, that's it. I mean, when I switch this thing on, though, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, it sounds like
everything a high
jet.
Right?
That's cool.
I'm priming everyone on their priming. I won't start it because then my fiance will be in here and she will be... bollocking me because the kitchen is just behind there, and last time I started it up, I sent the cats fucking wild, and about 20 minutes later all the carbon monoxide sensors are going off.
Set off the fire alarm or the smoke alarm.
Yeah, that's it. And she was like, what the hell's going on? Oh, I don't know, love, I don't know.
It's got a mind.
I must have knocked a switch.
Ian's wiring is shit. Just started itself. I don't know.
I tell you what, that poor bloke, I saw the life drain out of him when he first saw that I actually removed the whole lot and he agreed to do it.
Oh, man.
The good thing was the engine loom was all there. It was a plug and play engine loom that I bought as well, which was a motorsport loom. The other fun fact is apparently motorsport looms are not color coded. Because they're as thin as what they want. They're all just white. Mm. So he was like, so what's this wire? I don't know. Where's this pin into? What do you mean by pin? You know?
It's supposed to plug in, Ian, duh.
It's the blind leading the blind by that point, isn't it?
It was. So, you know, fuck me, we really had to tear this back down again, and I got so much of a bollocking off. He is luckily so patient and so nice.
That's awesome.
He's just, I think he laughed in the end about it, really. He was like, well, you fucked that up, you know.
Does Ian have minis too, or is he just kind of all sorts of automotive?
So he's all sorts. So he's got an insane kit car. He's got the cars he's working on. I don't know what I can tell you what he's worked on or not, because you know, that's his clientele.
Sounds like a
definitely
cool guest.
Definitely look up diverse rides.
Yeah.
Look up diverse rides. He's got some good stories, and the build quality is phenomenal. He's really good. I think he will say different if you say, I've got a mid-engine Mini. I think he'll tell you where to go.
That'd be a funny episode to have him on and tell his side of the story of your car.
I would. There must be times where he got in his van to go home, and he drove quite a distance as well, and just went, what the fuck have I got myself into? Because as you can tell, I'm very, you know, I don't know what the word is, hyperactive almost. I jumble around. When I get passionate, I'm here, then I'm there, and then I'm down there.
I think the technical term nowadays is ADHD, but...
Yeah, it's probably the one thing I haven't been diagnosed with.
That's good.
So, yeah, he was... Somehow he would, and I think that's why he gave me shopping lists in the end, to be like, look, this is your focus. This is what I need you to do.
Right.
And, you know, and we did it.
I love it.
You've done it.
I love it, man. It's a cool car, and I'm excited to see kind of it getting out on the track. So hopefully we can have you back on when you're kind of out racing it and you know, tidying it up, making it a little more reliable. It's cool. It's unique. And like you said, you know, you built it for yourself, not for anybody else, so who cares? But, Katie, let's jump into a Patty Probe here. For those that don't know, Patty Probe is a set of questions that we ask our guests.
We like to make people sweat on the podcast.
A little controversial, maybe, a little hot topics. I don't know. We'll see. the first one, I know that you said you've had multiple minis. How many have you owned over your life?
Good question. Depending if you mean whole minis or ones that have been
parts.
We had a deal where we had two mini Mayfairs come in once. We chopped them all in to make one. That's still going around. That's bright orange now. I don't know. I really don't know, because we got to remember there was a lot of autographs cars that went bad.
Yeah, there you go. What is your favorite mini variant?
If I dreamt of getting another mini again, it would be a pickup. It's the one I've always wanted. It's one of my father built one, and I always remember this beautiful purple pickup going around the track, and I just want to do like a little homage to him and do that real cool build. Really, you know?
That would be super cool. Super cool.
What is it you guys, Mike, what is it you guys out in the States call pickups?
Truck?
No. No, we were talking to NG. It was when we done our Discord. And you guys had a really weird name for that mini pickup, and I can't remember what it was, but I was just like, what are you guys on? It took me ages to figure out what you guys were on about. That's the one, a pup.
That's the nickname for it, isn't it? Pickup. Pup.
I mean, I've never heard of that term.
I've never
ever.
Heard that.
Really? I feel like that's what everyone calls a mini.
It can come from it, the pup.
Oh, I don't know if that's a US thing. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It must be.
They call them mini pups for pickup.
I quite like that.
A little pup.
But yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that. I don't know who made that up. I don't know if it's US or not.
I mean, it works.
It works. It's a good nickname. A little pop.
Well, the Aussies got the U, haven't they? Is it U?
Yeah, Aussies got the Utes. I think the South Africans, is it a Bucky they call it or something? It's weird.
Bucky. I like Bucky.
I kind of like that.
I like Bucky.
Maybe I'm going to have to
cut the back end of this off and do a Bucky.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. It's kind of like, who was it, Cade, that had, he had like the cabriolet that he basically just chopped everything, and he's got, I don't remember what's in the back of his, though. It's a Honda or Accord or
B6.
Somebody.
Cade, you're going to kill me. I think it was a B16 or a B18. I can't remember.
I feel like it was a V6.
Oh, no, it was a V6.
I feel like it was a V6.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, it was out of the Legend or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got a Bucky.
I can't. It's hard for me because I don't know the names of all the, like, Honda engines, you know? I know A-Series. Period.
A-Series. Yeah.
I mean, that's the common chop most people put in the back of these are VTEC engines now. I had the optional VTEC, but I was like, I like the Hayabusa. I like the scream.
Yeah, that's an interesting one for sure. Yeah, see, his I told you it's a V6 because his damn Instagram is V6 Mini.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Cade.
If you haven't met Cade, you should look up him. His is pretty wild too. He's got huge.
I've got it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You guys.
I think we're on a few Facebook groups as well.
Yeah, one day you guys will meet and race. That's a race to go for there.
I will pay to see that.
Because his is like forced induction through like the side of his car too. Just like your did see? Look at it. We're matchmaking right now.
I mean, right, this is where everyone kills me, but, like, there's my induction on one side.
Yeah, dude. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And that can go same through the other round.
They're called Nakaducts?
Nakaducts, yeah.
Damn, look at Sean. He's a racer, baby.
Yeah, I'm on it.
He's
a
damn engineer.
Mate, have you seen my car?
Oh, sheesh. Wow, wow. Let's see here. I threw this one in yesterday or, well, for you guys last week or something. I don't know when the episode will come in, but I'm bringing back this one. Is there a, because I saw one today. Somebody posted this on Instagram, and I'm not going to say what it was, but is there a Mini related loosely or built around the Mini movie or TV show that you like?
Oh, I mean, if you don't say Italian Job, you need to get out, don't you, really? That's the closest to a purist I'm going to be is, you know, you've got to love Mini, you've got to love the Italian Job.
Yeah, of course. Let me see, I'm pulling it back up. I think somebody said this one. Where is it? Goodbye Pork Pie.
I still haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that, no. I haven't seen it either, and I keep forgetting to, like, somebody mentioned to me a long time ago, or maybe it was, I forget, I don't know, not off the tangent, but apparently it's like, maybe New Zealand, but they like, steal a Mini and like go on like this like, like a police chase across the country apparently.
Yeah, because I think the front end gets chopped off it as well, doesn't it?
It
looks really bizarre. If anyone knows where all three of us can go and watch this film, please let us know.
I'm just going to Google it.
I'm dying to see this.
It's probably on the YouTube.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll look it up afterwards.
We need to stream it somewhere.
All right, KD, if you could have a drink, coffee, beer, tea with one Mini celeb, who would it be?
It's a tricky one. It is a tricky one because you've got like people like Rowan Atkinson races Minis. Well, raced, shall we say. Used to race Minis. I mean, who doesn't want to meet Mr. Bean? Fucking come on. And just the chat you would have with him, I think he's such a fascinating guy. So I know he hasn't done it professionally. I know he's done Goodwood a few. He has kind of done it professionally, I suppose. I'm guessing Rowan Atkinson is going to be my answer with that one.
His agent called me yesterday, Sean, so hopefully we'll get him on here.
Oh, fantastic. It's about damn time. Yeah. Again, Rowan, we are sorry we haven't had you on. We have been trying. It's just unfortunately current events.
We're completely booked
scheduling
right now.
Yeah,
so it's
tough. You know how it goes.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's hard when you're knocking them down, isn't it?
This is it. You know,
the time zones. You know, it's you know,
we'll get there.
We'll get there. You know. Oh man. Well, amazing episode. Everyone, go follow Kurt, KD. How do you say your last name again? Anscombe?
It's Anscombe.
Anscombe.
Yeah, Anscombe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anscombe. That's how it's. Is it like Comb? Is it like Pam? What? Pam? The Aunt Pam? Comb? No? No one remembers that?
Yeah, it's
Stepbrothers, remember that? You don't remember that from Stepbrothers?
No.
Like Pam, and it's Pam. Is it? Is there a B on there? Is it the B sound?
Oh,
Pam.
Yeah,
it's
like
comb.
Yeah. Let me step in and help you. Yeah.
Anyways, everyone go follow Katie. Yeah. Check out his car. Hopefully, he'll start posting a little bit more about it as he's getting into racing and dialing it in a little bit more.
I can promise you.
Yeah, it would be cool. I've never seen a Hayabusa in person, a Hayabusa Mini rather. Well, I don't think I've seen a Hayabusa in general in person, but it's a cool build, wild as all get out, but that's what we love here on the Mini Life. Purists, wild abominations of all sorts. We love it all. We don't care. No
it.
Hate.
Bring them all on.
I'll bring them all. Bring them all. I'm going to reach out to Ian and see if we can get his perspective on this.
I am looking forward to that one.
We'll slot him in before Rowan.
Yeah. Before we wrap this up, guys, can I make a little announcement?
Yeah.
And Mike, you're going to hate me for this. Mike got smoked by an 83 Honda Accord yesterday. And I mean gaps.
I got chopped.
I bet that was an auto as well, Mike.
It could have been a 73. I don't even know. Listen,
man,
to
he
my,
caught you napping.
Listen, first of all, the car wasn't warmed up. I wasn't giving it the beans
yet.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was a red light ahead of me. What am I going to race him to the red light? No.
Surely.
Not on my Instagram, is because there's a lot you can't post.
Listen, we weren't in Mexico. I know. Listen, this is ridiculous. If that wasn't, listen, take me to the canyons, he wouldn't be able to. He would go right off the corner.
I don't know, man. He gapped you pretty hard. He gave you the chop signal.
Yeah, he threw on his hazards like as he passed me by, you know, just taunting me. Son of a bitch.
I'd love to do the chop signal, but this thing's so stiff, I'd be like that all the time.
Listen, I get chopped by worse cars, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do you dirty.
That's okay. I feel like I'm going fast. I feel like I am. It gets there. Well, Katie, I appreciate you being on. Everyone go check him out. Give us a follow, minilife.37 on Instagram. Shoot us an email if you want to be on the show, Rowan, theminilife37@gmail.com. I don't know. What else? Anything else? Sean, go follow Sean Scrapyard on Instagram. Follow me, Goldtooth Cray, on Instagram. Watch our progress, our personal cars. At least mine. I don't know about Sean's. Oh, shit.
Well, my progress is, it is what it is. But, however, you can buy merchandise. So go do yourselves a favor. Mm. Go look fresh this springtime and summer. Or if you're out in the States or that side of the world, I assume it'll be wintertime. But go look fresh.
Mm-hmm. Fresh to death.
Do yourself a favor.
All right, we love you all. Catch you on the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Cheers, Katie.